So let's see. We can pick an opening song from the opening page of YouTube.
Okay.
Option one, Five Finger Death Punch, Wrong Side of Heaven.
Hmm.
This video appears to have a bearded man who is dirty.
Beards can be good. They kind of, that's kind of in right now.
All right. Choice two is Royksopp and Robin Monument, parentheses, music video.
Let's go with that one.
Yeah. I don't know if music video is part of the title or if it's just letting us know that this is the music video. So this is Monument by Royksopp and Robin. Oh, wait. This is going to be a commercial.
Is it what she wears?
For, I don't know. Is what do you think it's going to be?
This guy's a car.
A good time?
Car?
Or that one
oh,
time.
It looks like a soda.
Dodge truck. Oh.
Is it because she's a woman? Come on now. How about those moves? This is.
It's because she's a woman.
She's a woman.
Is it because they scare us?
I got yelled at. Someone yelled that at me.
Like, yelled that you're a woman?
No. Because is it because I'm a woman?
Oh, what did you do to her?
I let her go in a door before me.
Asshole.
I know. She was really mad.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. As a feminist, I was also offended. So far, this is just kind of noise. Oh.
I feel like it's, what's that 90s band? Enigma.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of opening.
Maybe some kind of chant thing happening soon.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a guy with no pants. Or it might be a woman. It's hard to tell what's happening.
If there's no pants, it should be pretty clear.
I'm going to just skip ahead.
Lyrics?
No. Well, not so far. Oh, there we go. This will be a beacon
when I'm gone. It might be time to reset this tradition.
Yeah, this is not going well.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody, we have Aaron with us today.
Hi.
And as a proud tradition ends, another begins. I don't know if I've actually... Have I actually talked out loud? I just closed that. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, no, good decision.
Have I actually talked out loud about the helpful snowball? I don't know if I have.
I think you did when... Well, no, Ian did because he kind of threw down the gauntlet. And I think
that's
the only time.
That he'd be the winner?
Yeah, it might be time to refresh.
So here's the thing. In the proud tradition of your events such as the National Football League's Super Bowl...
Mm, I've heard of that.
And the National Hockey League's Stanley Cup Bowl.
Yeah.
And the basketball guys, whatever they do. All these things have a thing they do.
What's baseball?
The World Series.
Yes.
We also have an audience here, for them, which is really helpful. But what do they win? They didn't win a series.
It has to be a cup.
The pennant? Is that the same as winning the World Series? This is so stupid. Everything. You won a pennant? I also won a pennant. You know how I did that? By going to the poster store at the mall and paying $8.95.
I think my guidance counselor gave them out in high school, too.
What kind of penance does a guidance counselor give out?
For all the colleges. Like, you
emotionally,
should consider this one. Take
oh,
this
I see.
Yeah.
They were. Oh, yeah. Colleges did that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have any friends that had like a circle made out of pennants?
No.
I had some friends who did that.
Are they still your friends?
Nope.
Okay.
No, these were kids who were good at things like sports and, I guess, wall decorating.
How'd you fall in with that kind of crowd?
I think when I was a kid, I thought I was good at sports because I didn't know. Because when you're like five, no one's like really good at soccer. Everybody sucks.
But and your parents are probably like, great job, good kick.
I mean, my parents
you
didn't really show up to stuff, so I had no feedback either. It wasn't ever, I never had that awkward, like, you know, dad's like, well, you kind of let me down there in the second half or anything. It was more like, oh, you're home. You know, I remember riding my bikes to soccer games.
Wow.
My bike. Me and my brother rode bikes. I only had one bike.
Right.
You know, we're not rich, Aaron. In the tradition of these sports, because I'm a sportsman,
right,
I wanted to take that love of sports and create my own contest of champions, my own Street Fighter II Championship Edition. my own Mortal Kombat. And what we came up with is the Helpful Snow Bowl 2013. Now, woo! I know what you're all thinking. How do I enter the Snow Bowl 2013? And if you're thinking about there's a problem with the year, there's a simple explanation for why it's like that, and it's go fuck yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Well, and if I can share on how to enter, it's just don't, because I have it locked up.
Well,
locked
up. It might be pointless. Yeah. Trash talk is a big part of Snowball. That's the one part of sports that I agree with.
Oh.
There are a lot of things about, you know, saying that someone's mom is heavier than you think she should be.
Mm-hmm.
That she's taken more than her fair share of ejaculate out of the world and done things with that.
That she enjoys the company of your friendship circle.
Yes, yes. That she wants to have sex with a 12-year-old boy. Multiple 12-year-old boys. And the biggest problem with that is that she's easy, not that she's, you know...
A pedophile. Heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's ever like, yo, I had sex with your mom. She's a fucking pedophile. That is really
what a creeper.
You must have had a horrible childhood. I am so sorry. I am... Let's get you help. As your friend. So there were some categories to enter. There were a total of five.
Mm.
Now... And then ideally what would happen is someone would fulfill these categories and then come on this show and demonstrate their fulfillment of them.
That would be me.
So what we
doing
could, so. Yeah. And that's why Aaron is here today as the first proud Woo! Entrant into the Snow Bowl 2013/14. So what we could do, I could just read through the categories real quick, or we could just go through your content and do it one by one.
Well, this is going to surprise you, but I have mine prepared in a logical progression.
All right. So not in the order necessarily.
No.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You know what? When it was made in this order, there was no thought put into it or logic or progression.
Progression.
There was no auto insurance thinking going on. So I'll just say the things that or should we just do it and it's
you
a surprise?
Can say the things for the new listeners
okay.
that might want to enter just so they can lose to me.
Oh yeah, okay. Good point.
Yeah.
So on this thing, the order they go in is just, I guess, the order I thought of them in my brain. So one thing you can do is an original song. So you create an original song for the show, theme song, commercial, remix, whatever. Number two is a commercial. Someone asked me how I was going to monetize this show. And I've been thinking about sponsors lately. Stamps.com, MailChimp.com, Audible.com.
Right. Squarespace.
Squarespace. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God. Have you seen the designs of Squarespace?
Oh, and they have support. I hear really good support.
They have amazing customer support.
If you want to take yourself seriously,
yeah.
go Squarespace.
And if you want others to take you seriously.
Mm, yeah, more importantly.
As is someone who has seen a website that probably used Squarespace, I can tell you it's... Great. Mm. So a commercial. So whatever that is, you know, you got to bring an advertisement. We'll read it, play it, and earn the show a little money. Now, any amount is acceptable, and we have no business standards. So whether that
Thank
be...
God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, very low standards. So this could be your mom's Etsy store. It could be your dad's Etsy store. Number three is a recommendation. So this one's specific. As you sit at the table, we'll hook up your phone and you'll phone a friend or acquaintance or enemy and pitch Helpful Snowman to this person live on the air. This needs to be someone who has no idea this is going to happen. So I'm looking forward to that. Next is a dramatic reading of a Helpful Snowman post. So there's, a 1,000 posts on this website and you have to pick one of these dumb posts and then do a dramatic reading. And then five is a topic. Story or something that needs to be covered by our show. You don't need to decide how it's covered or what needs to be said. Just bring something that would make a good discussion, aka yelling session. And that's it. So pretty easy.
So simple.
It's so simple.
I just threw it together this afternoon.
And when you see the prize lineup that is available once we've declared winners, you will be killing yourself. If you haven't decided to enter this contest... What contests are you entering? Mm-hmm. How is your life progressing?
When do you expect to decide winners?
Why are you even listening to this?
Are you listening?
Oh, yeah. When would I decide winners? I mean, I think that we've got the deadline is somewhere around the end of the year.
Okay.
So it's August now.
So before 2015, all entrants for 2013 need to be in.
Yeah. So the 2013 winner will be declared somewhere around the beginning of 2015.
Woo. Okay.
Because that's the most behind I prefer to be is 2 years. I find that that allows for a good nostalgia to have built over. How was your 2013?
It's halfway over. More than halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of 2014?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, how was your 2013?
Was super. Yeah, that was okay.
Oh, that was better?
Yeah, that was fine. Yeah. Mm. How about you?
My 2013 was horrible. Oh. But thank you for asking. But it's okay. That's in the past.
Yes.
Except for this.
And this part will be awesome. So,
are you ready?
2013 for you. I am ready.
Yeah, this is going to make up for all. I have high expectations that this will redeem 2013 for me in its entirety.
Okay.
So you only have 1 year's worth of my baggage, but it's a pretty bad year. So right. With that in mind.
No pressure, everyone.
You know, yeah, don't worry about it, but we're ready.
Well, I thought we could lead off with the dramatic reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to read from a piece called Dear the Guy Who Invented Musicals.
Perfect.
Posted October 1st, 2010.
Now, is there a reason you picked this one in particular?
There is.
Yeah.
We'll follow up with that later in the show.
Excellent.
Logical sequence here.
Okay.
Congratulations on combining two of my least favorite things, theater and bad songs, with two of my other most hated things, bad storytelling and bright-eyed young adults. It's really the perfect storm, except instead of a hurricane, I'm experiencing a tidal wave of diarrhea, which is pushing my boat, made out of saggy boobs, into a sea filled with flakes of that cheese that John Goodman scrapes off his balls after a long week felling trees in the Canadian wilderness. It's a beautiful paragraph, Peter.
I do not remember this at all.
Well, it's almost 4 years old now.
Okay.
Why
saggy a boat made out of okay. Well, I want to criticize this, but I wrote it, so what can I do?
Little late now.
I've done it. I screwed myself.
Why would anyone consider this a legitimate form of entertainment? Check any one video on YouPorn and it has more views than your musical would get if it packed the house for 3 weeks. Wow. Yet we can't watch people fuck on stage. Instead, we suffer through the shit. The fundamental problem here is that musicals, by nature, combine singing and acting, so therefore we get a mediocre blend instead of the best. Can Robert De Niro sing? Who the fuck cares? Can Steve Perry act? One viewing of Separate Ways, Worlds Apart video will tell you the answer to that quandary. So why the fuck do we combine two good things in such a way that it takes a little of the goodness away from each? If you can act, act. If you can sing, put out an album and auto-tune the shit out of it. Because apparently we don't even give a fuck about hearing voices that don't sound like Rosie from the Jetsons singing while sucking Elroy's dick.
So this was 4 years
ago. Four
so
years
2010
ago.
Was also a bad year.
We're about halfway through.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Can I tell you a little story about how much I love theater? My mom went through this phase where she wanted to take me to plays, and I also went through a phase where for some reason I forgot the phrase, I have diarrhea, it's hot and it's pushings and I can't go. So on one of these excursions, we went to see Othello, a play that I'm convinced was written in 1975 with Shakespeare's name slapped on it because someone wanted to get James Earl Jones on stage. At halftime or whatever, I went out to the pop machine. I was so bored that drinking a Dr. Pepper would be exciting. I wasn't so dumb to think that dudes on surfboards would come shooting through the ceiling and rescue me and use the power of their radness to turn some stuffy lady into a hot babe with magic surf powers. I just hoped thinking about those commercials would give me something to think about. It's difficult to say what was more embarrassing for my mom, the ksh sound in the quiet theater or the clink of the empty can hitting the floor after I fell asleep, what felt like 4,000 years later, but it was our last play.
Wow.
That's how much of a fuck I give about theater. I find drinking a Dr. Pepper, a drink that's been around my whole life, readily available at all times, more exciting, engaging, and life-changing. Let's move on to shitty songs.
In the defense of Dr. Pepper, I don't like Dr. Pepper.
Still, more exciting, engaging, and life-changing. We'll talk about that soon.
Okay. I was pretty thorough, I gotta say.
I understand that these songs have a purpose. They usually try to show off the vocal range of singers, which is great, but I don't want that if I go to a basketball game. Side note, when do you go to a basketball game?
Never.
I want to watch a fucking basketball
this
game.
This is all assumption, I guess. If I go to a basketball, I'm going to edit that. If right. I go to a basketball game, I want to eat pizza and then go home.
Well, 4 years ago,
yeah,
you wanted to watch a game and not a break in the middle where they all jump straight in the air and measure vertical leaps.
Oh, yeah.
So you've okay. grown. You've grown.
I've changed a lot.
I'm not a fucking recruiter, nor am I putting together a Broadway musical, so save the high notes for your unwatched YouTube channel. And these songs are god-awful. There are two kinds. Plot point slash, here's what's happening in the plot slash, don't forget the plot point slash, what will we do about the plot point slash, fuck it, roll the car on stage. And then there's the here's who I am slash, here's what I'm about slash, this shit rhymes slash, it blows your mind. Hmm. These songs are shit. When cutting crew tells me the curtains are closed, cat's in the cradle, I have no fucking idea what they're talking about, and that's fine, because that's a listenable song. Your songs blow. If you could do me a favor, once this letter arrives in your time, please kill yourself. And maybe a couple other people, too. There are so many assholes in the future. It might fuck with space-time, but let's just take the risk. Best, helpful snowman.
I confused myself at the end. This is going to the future? I mean, I guess it kind of did, because here we are in the future.
But it was Dear Guy Who Invented Musicals. Yeah, that maybe should have been.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, in the past. So you want him to kill him and some other people so the future doesn't suck as much.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was really something.
Yeah, that was something.
I don't know what I even have to say about that. That was I was so upset. I don't know. I must have been at something.
Well, you know, we shared an office at the time, I think. So, yeah. And I'm into musicals, so perhaps my music was too loud. I don't know.
I mean, I share an office now with somebody who plays musical songs, and that doesn't really bother me. I think it's the more going to the theater thing that I have a problem with. Yeah.
The part that doesn't affect you at all.
Yeah, the part that you have to choose to do.
Right.
I feel like something must have happened. I must have gone to see a play or something, but I can't imagine that I did. Why would I have done that?
It's 2 pages long. So you were
very long.
You were feeling the passion. You're a pretty man.
Yeah.
I actually had to shrink the font to get it onto 2 pages. So.
Yeah, it barely fits on 2 pages.
Yeah.
Look how much work I used to put into things, though. I was like a passionate young man.
Yeah.
Now I'm just dead inside.
In your 20s, you were feeling things.
Yeah, I had a post that I was going to put up today, and it was like 3 things long. And it was like, why don't people get my jokes about Under the Dome, that show?
Mm.
And it was, yeah, it was either they're not funny, no one watches Under the Dome, or there's nothing funny about being trapped in a magic dome.
I'd say.
And that was the whole post.
The second one is probably
the second one.
Yeah.
I mean, I was guessing that because when I said Under the Dome, you didn't see.
I had a blank face.
Sure what I was talking about.
This is my smile when I don't know what somebody's talking about. Yeah. I totally know what's going on.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the dramatic reading.
Well, I thought
there
that
a lot
would
of
be...
F-bombs in there.
Yeah.
So that was a good, that's a plus.
I thought it would be a good lead-in because you're talking about shitty songs to share my shitty song with you.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, first, I have to explain a little bit. I chose a song from the musical Les Mis that I understood to be really well known, is what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then my son has heard the song a lot, and he was singing it at a family dinner, and nobody around my table recognized it.
Now, he was singing this song
or
the original?
No, not this version. The original version, yeah.
What's the song called?
The original version is called One Day More.
Okay.
And today's version is called One Shit More.
Okay.
It's inspired... It's kind of a tribute to all the shit stories you featured on your podcast, because those are really my favorites.
Oh, good.
It's also one of the more complicated songs in any musical. I can't imagine why I chose it. I can't sing. it has multiple parts. it's kind of a disaster. So I thought it would be a good follow-up to your shitty songs about people that can't sing and plot points and things.
So just to clarify.
Yes.
You just read a post about how much I hated musicals
uh-huh.
and then selected a song from a musical.
Yes.
That was very difficult.
Yes.
Okay.
That sums it up pretty well.
Well, I'm excited.
We're queued up here.
Okay.
It's this one. I put a little album art on there for you.
Oh, there is a lot of what appears to be shit. Now, this is a 3-minute and 40-second song.
Yeah.
This is a whole song.
It is a whole song. And yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Well, I think I'm going to just push play.
Okay.
And we're going to just see what happens.
Nothing happens. Because it's a shitty song. That's the joke.
3 minutes and 40 seconds of nothing.
Silence.
One shit more.
Oh. Yeah.
Another pod, another shit story. Pete's never-ending road to infamy. Sometimes I think he has no pride. His listeners must be satisfied. One shit more.
I didn't know until today that you could wipe your ass with a stick. Really, Ian?
One shit more.
Tomorrow there'll be hell to pay. Your hemorrhoids, they will not like it.
I will never buy white sheets.
Does it really clean your ass?
After Pete's story of sharting,
aren't these a much better choice?
What an unfortunate stick.
Anything's better than sticks.
When he tried to expel it. Caught by phantom office poo.
Do I claim it as my own?
And the odor still, it lingers.
Should I just go pee in there?
They will think it came from you.
Do I stay? Do I dare?
So you might as well go pee.
Fouled the office bathroom. The poop will not flush away. No matter what I do to it, the poop log mocks me.
One shin it stays.
Did you double flush? Did you try a stick? You've got to think of something. You just can't leave it. What about your shoe? Did you try your sock?
It is naturally occurring.
You know everybody poops.
Did you know? Shit should sing.
Did you know your shit should sing?
And ideally, it is best shape.
But it's fine as well.
I must go and take a dump.
I shit for me. I pod for you.
One shit more.
I didn't know until today. I scooped and wiped it down. I'd have chosen
one shit
more. Did you jump flush? Did you try that? You gotta think of something. You just can't leave it. You're mad, but I won't like tomorrow
it.
Tomorrow I'll have more to say. Even just one flush away.
Tomorrow we'll discover what Pete's bowels and bladder have in store. One more pod. One more day. One shit more.
Wow.
Thank you.
First impressions. Powerful.
Oh,
emotive. Excellent.
Well, thank you.
There's so much to say.
I think it's something you really need to listen to several times through to
yes.
feel.
Are you going to be able to give me this file?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I would like to use this more often. I thought the singing was undersold at the beginning. You know, I was not expecting the layers.
Level of performance.
I was not prepared.
I also have a file I'll send to you that has the lyrics because there's a lot
Excellent.
Overlapping. But
yeah,
a lot of inside baseball on this.
There
one.
Was a lot. This was clearly a fan created piece of art. This is probably the nicest thing anyone's ever done for this show and the most labor intensive.
I'm kind of embarrassed at how long I spent on this. It's shameful for a grown woman.
Yeah, I mean, did like a 40-second Bone Thugs and Harmony intro, and that took me like 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that is bow, 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 bow. Like, that's all you have to do. Yeah, I didn't even have to make up any lyrics. And I'm blown away. I couldn't be more happy.
I'm glad I didn't scrap it. I almost scrapped it last night.
That would have been a mistake. Suddenly sounded
terrible to me.
That would have been a huge mistake and a loss to the world. I'm sweating
profusely right now from the nerves of having to listen to that across from you.
I'm trying to remember because there was one part in particular that I was like, ah, yes. But now I can't remember what it was. But I was sold pretty early. And then it just sold me again and again.
Oh, I'm pleased.
It was a perennial winner. And by perennial, I mean, you know, in 10 seconds.
Right.
It won me over again.
Well, thank you.
That was amazing. I appreciate it. Everybody else, go fuck yourself. No reason to enter.
Woo!
Yeah.
Well, a good follow-up to that.
Yeah, I know.
I thought we could do our sponsor next.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is sponsored by Broadway Babes.
What? Okay.
So I'm just going to get the money out here real fast. Hang on.
Okay. There's a coin purse being dumped. Hang on. So far, it's all pennies. Oh, more pennies. This is a roll of pennies. Another handful of pennies.
I'm going to keep the lifesavers.
I can't keep those mints. Okay, there. So this would be appear to be about maybe $1.20-something.
$1.66.
Okay.
We're going to all do even contributions, but one of us actually went to the bank and got a roll of pennies.
Yeah, that's classy.
Super classy and prepared. So Broadway Babes.
I don't know if I've ever seen a roll of pennies before.
Apparently they do that.
I feel like when someone's like, we're out of pennies, they're like, fuck it. Yeah. So we'll tell people we're out of pennies. So Broadway Babes has sponsored this ad.
Yes, that would be...
To the tune of, like, the tray at the gas station.
Yeah. Would you like to hear my sponsorship story?
Yes.
I've been working on a sponsor for, I don't know, probably since you announced this.
Okay.
I've contacted every medical and recreational marijuana facility in Northern Colorado.
Wow.
I've contacted at least 2 breweries.
Yeah.
And a liquor store.
Okay.
And absolutely zero of them got back to me.
They didn't even respond.
Nobody responded.
Now, did you send them like a link or something?
I did it through email.
Yeah.
And I chose email because I thought if I called or walked in, they'd be like, I don't know who the manager is.
Yeah.
So I had an email that said, this is what we're doing and this is who it'll impact. This is why I chose your business. And here's his show. And so I linked it to specific episodes.
Mm.
Nobody responded. And
what
I was getting
desperate. Assholes.
I know, fuckers. So don't buy marijuana in Northern Colorado.
Well,
I don't know where else you'll go, but just don't buy it.
Just buy it illegally.
Right. There you go.
Not from the weed stores.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what a bunch of assholes.
So my fellow Broadway friends chipped in to help me at the last minute because I didn't have a sponsor.
Okay.
So I just wanted to tell you that to us, Broadway is actually more exciting, engaging, and life-changing than Dr. Pepper.
Well,
and we have sponsored a little contest here for you.
Oh, okay.
I have here 7 questions.
All right.
Each one, it's you've got 4 choices.
Mm-hmm.
1 quote is from a Broadway musical,
mm-hmm.
and the other 3 are from a movie.
Ooh, okay.
So you have to choose which one's the Broadway musical.
Okay.
If you lose, uh-huh. you will be attending Book of Mormon with us.
Okay.
And if you win, I don't know. Yay, go Peter.
Wow, okay. So big stakes for me.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I still want to win.
Okay.
So I think you've done it.
So
the ad's taking the form of a quiz.
Of a quiz, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm supposed to pick out the musical because, as I said, they're so horrible.
It should
be
out.
Obvious.
Yeah, it should be pretty clear from the beginning.
Okay.
So number 1.
I hope the quotes from the movies are like, I'm back. And I'll be like, Terminator. Or... Enough with this Demolition Man bullshit. And I'll be like, Les Mis or Demolition Man.
I didn't get either of your quotes, so
Sorry,
man. They helped me put this together, so.
Yeah, because you not like a huge movie buff.
No.
Per se.
If I can tell a softer side of Peter's story.
Sure.
When I had a baby a few years ago, Peter got me a baby gift, which was... a book or a 4 DVDs together, and he said he couldn't live in a world where a mom would raise a kid not knowing these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it was I always get the name wrong, the Johnny Five movie, whatever that one is.
Short Circuit,
thank you. Breakfast Club, Ghostbusters. Oh, shit.
Indiana Jones?
No. I even watched
Beetlejuice?
Yeah, Beetlejuice, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So that was probably the most thoughtful baby gift I got.
I don't suppose your son has seen these yet.
Not yet, but I'm aware of them.
He's probably not ready for them yet.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
He asks
I don't
a
know
lot of questions.
A lot about Key.
I don't want to explain.
So why does that man have snake head? Does everyone have snakes in their head or just him?
How do I get that?
Yeah. Can I draw a door on a brick wall and walk through it into hell?
Oh,
no?
Oh, God.
Huh. Okay.
He's real big into what happens when you die lately and whether you get to keep your head or not.
Keep your head?
Yeah, he wants to know what happens to your head
Maybe
when you
die. Maybe he is ready for Beetlejuice.
Oh.
These are Beetlejuicy questions.
Oh, gosh.
What? Wait, he thinks your head, like, goes away?
Well, that's what he wanted to know. Does your head go away? Because we explained it just means your body's not working. So he goes, well, does your head
so he's
still
like,
there?
What about your head?
Or, yeah, exactly.
So what's, I mean, when you tell your son's three?
Three and a half, yeah.
Okay. And when he says, like, what happens when you die?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you say?
Well, I almost told him it's like...
probably nothing, but...
I almost told him it's like falling asleep, but then I thought he'd get real scared of bedtime. So,
oh, yeah.
I've told him that your body just stops working and you're gone.
Okay.
And he seems to have marginally accepted that, although he wants to know about your head. And sometimes he wonders, like, if you can still talk and things. So I don't know if it's quite clear.
Hmm.
We're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, it's 3.5 seems early to be like, well...
You decompose.
It's really
and it kind of fertilizes
yeah.
the plants, and so it's like a circle of life. And
these are the things we tell us to comfort ourselves, because it's pretty much the worst thing.
Yeah,
it's the ultimate worst thing, because then everything's over.
Yeah, we lost my grandfather earlier this year, and I was, you know, it was hard for me. But the questions he asked, God, it's like rubbing salt in the wound. But he'd be like, "Why are you sad?" And I'd say, "Oh, well, because Grandpa died, and that makes me sad." "Well, why are you sad?" "Well, because he's gone, and I'll never get to talk to him again." And, "Oh, God, I'm crying again," you know? Like, you fucker, stop it.
Quit asking me ask me questions about somebody else's grandpa.
Yeah, yeah. He just makes it really personal and just doesn't stop, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curious mind. Well, maybe he'll solve it for us.
Maybe so.
Maybe we won't have to die because he'll come up with a scheme or a pill.
A pill. That'd be nice.
That
I like things
great.
In pill form.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, no pressure, but pressure your son extremely.
Okay. I'll mold him. Don't worry.
Yeah. Get him some I don't know if I have any science shit he could take, but...
I'll get him a library book.
Yeah. It's thank cool. you. Yes. Yeah.
So our first question.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
This is on the topic of false boobs.
Okay.
So remember, you get four choices.
Okay.
A... Yeah, casinos are all the same. Room full of fake boobs and real assholes.
Hmm.
B, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift. C, well, in a few moments, I'll put on my Versace overcoat, get in my Mercedes, drive to my Fifth Avenue apartment, and squeeze my girlfriend's big fake boobs. D, make sure you check out her mom's boob job. They're hard as rocks.
I feel like I recognize C and D. Do you have the movies they're from?
Mm-hmm.
Is D Mean Girls?
Yeah.
Jeez. I recognize that one.
You got a Mean Girls quote.
I may have owned Mean Girls. I have a very sweet Mean Girls story. I owned it for some time, and then I just hadn't watched it in forever, so I was bringing it to donate at work. And then this teenage, you know, huge nerd came in, this girl, and she was looking for some movies, and that was one she really wanted. And I was like, this is so weird, because I was like, don't tell anyone this, but I have a copy of Mean Girls that you can have.
Now you have a copy of Mean Girls.
Yeah, and I was like, you can have it as long as you never tell anyone where you got it. And then I felt like a creep also, because I was like, I'm an adult man giving you a DVD of Mean Girls, and I told you not to tell anyone where it came from.
That is pretty creepy.
I know.
Wow.
Everything about that was bad.
Yeah, my flags are going off.
I know. It should be. I should have just stopped and been like, that was a test. And you do not take DVDs from men who work at places.
I'm calling your mother.
Even if it is Mean Girls. Okay, so it's not D. C, I think I also recognized from somewhere.
Okay. Do you want to hear A and B again?
Yeah.
A, yeah, casinos are all the same. Room full of fake boobs and real assholes. B, and when my self-esteem has begun to drift, I strap on my fake boobs again and literally give myself a lift.
I'm going to go with B because it rhymes.
Fuck.
Yeah.
B is from La Cage aux Folles, which is the birdcage.
Ah, okay.
Okay, this is not going like I thought it would. Let's try number two.
Well, it's only one, and it was tough.
Okay.
It was purely based on the rhyme and knowing one of them and having a, you know, sort of, if I didn't know myself, pedophilic sound story based on it, so I've got a pretty strong connection to
that.
It
gave you an edge.
Yeah.
Number two is on the theme of rainbows, I called it.
Excellent.
A, sorry about Dean's faggotry. B, all cradle the balls, stroke the shaft, work the pipe, and swallow the gravy. Get over here, buddy. Well, let's do this. C, the Christian thing to do. I've been doing the Christian thing my whole life. I did not have sex with a gay and try and blame it on Jesus. D, she screams, who's in there with you, Julio? Grabs a bat, kicks in the door, and he's in bed with Jose from the liquor store.
I'm leaning towards B and D. Was it B and D? There's four, right?
There's four, yeah.
Okay. B and D. I'm going to go B.
Ah, that's from Tropic Thunder.
Damn it! One of those sounded real familiar, too. But I can't remember what it was.
Well, the last one, D, that would have been right. That is from my favorite musical of all time, In the Heights.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought maybe not D, because, you know, the narration of, like, she said. That gives an edge, but yeah. I guess it's also movies, so there's even less narration in movies.
Well, remember, musicals are shitty, movies aren't.
That's right. Yeah. Everyone remember, this is the lesson we're learning, is the dialogue is bad.
So just choose the shitty and ones and you'll be fine.
Completely distinguishable. Yeah, just choose whichever one I hate the most. Yeah. Okay.
So number three is our racist one for this show.
All right.
Yeah. A, it just be raining black people in New York. B, I love black people. C,
is that really racist?
I guess not. I don't know.
It's not, Aaron, I appreciate it. It's just not as racist as we prefer for the show.
I'm new at this, so it's just, I'm kind of stretching.
No, it's, I understand. I understand that as a budding racist, it's difficult to understand. Sorry. Go ahead.
C, Negro Day's the best. I wish every day were Negro Day.
Negro Day, huh?
D, so I gotta hope there's a black midget in the crowd.
Let's see. I am gonna go, well, now there's usually a crowd at the musical. I don't know. Do they do that? Like break the fourth wall? I feel like they do sometimes.
Interact with the audience? Yeah. That means, yeah, they do.
Be like, I'm going to go with C.
Negro Day is the best?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yes!
You're a closet musical fan. I
am, yeah. It's just because I've seen all these musicals and sing the songs.
Right.
I get a full recording, too, of the dialogue as well.
So you can act it out
in
the mirror. Yeah.
Yep. What musical was it from?
Oh, sorry. That was from Hairspray.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number four, about thieves.
What is stealing. Negro Day?
It's set in, when is it set? 60s maybe? Yeah.
So it's old timey?
Yeah, it's a television show that has dancers on. Everybody, it's kind of like the Mickey Mouse Club for dancing.
That's what Negro Day is?
No, then they have a Negro Day where they finally let the black people dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this is like a nice thing, but it's using an unfortunate term from the time it was created.
Right.
Okay.
And I've just said that word more than I think I've ever said in my life.
I think in the context, it's okay. I asked the question. What choice did you have?
So number four, stealing. Uh-huh. A, let's just say I stole the milk money, but the teacher stole it from me. B, ooh, Shelley's out walking down the street 10 times a week. I read it. I said it. I stole my mama's credit. I'm cool. I'm hot. Suck me in the stomach 3 more times. C, she was a thief. You got to believe. She stole my heart and my cat. D, first she steals my publicity, then she steals my lawyer, my trial date, and now she steals my goddamn garter.
My garter, huh? That's a pretty musical-y sounding thing to me. Although I liked the one about my credit, my da-da-da, and my what-a-wa-da-da-da. That sounded also like a rat-a-tat-tat, let's sing a song kind of thing. I'll go with D.
Damn it!
Yes.
D was from Chicago.
Ah, yes. I've seen about 10 minutes of the DVD of Chicago.
Well, you're cheating then, aren't you?
And I owned it for a long time because an ex-girlfriend brought it over and then broke up with me.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't really try to keep it. It just happened.
You know that Jimmy Eat World song, It Just Takes Some Time, Little Girl, You're in the Middle.
Na, 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 na. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in the middle of breaking up with a college boyfriend. He was breaking up with me. And he had that song on repeat for whatever reason in his room. And he got called out for a phone call. And it just was on repeat. And I was in there for probably 10 minutes. And I wanted...
So you heard like four times.
Yeah.
That is oh, not a
God,
long
it just
song.
Kept going. Well, in the beginning sounds like the end.
Don't
sounds like the beginning.
Don't count yet.
So you're not making any progress. You're just in that spot. It was terrible.
That's such a weird song to break up with. So he should have skipped like four tracks ahead
well,
or something.
Well, I want to know why it was sitting on repeat when I came into the room anyway.
Now he was doing like the single song repeat thing?
Yeah.
That's such a weird setting to have on like a boombox. Every boombox has it. And I loved it when I was 10.
I still use it
because
I'm immature at heart. Yeah.
I mean, I replay the same songs a lot, but I don't have the tolerance to like find that setting. I just
well, I'll do it like in the shower. I'll put it on play and then I can just keep singing out. Like, for example, when you're practicing One Shit More.
Oh, yeah. This song I will probably put on a loop. This I'll have to put it on a CD so I can put it in my boombox, but it seems likely.
Yeah. And the other one, the credit said it, Reddit, was from Big, if you're wondering.
Ah, Big.
Yeah.
Good. Also, good movie.
All right, we have three more.
Okay.
I hope you do worse.
Me too.
This one's about les tits.
All right.
A, I am truly jealous you got to suck on those tits when you were a baby.
That's from a movie. I recognize that one already.
B, tits and ass, had the bingo bongos done. C, tits, hoo-ah, big ones, little ones, nipples staring right out at you like secret searchlights.
Is that Pacino movie?
Pacino?
Pacino?
Pacino.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know who Pacino is.
Italian director. Classy films.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And she's got the most, D, she's got the most incredible body too and a pair of titties that make you want to stand up and beg for buttermilk.
B.
Did you know all the other ones?
I've heard all the other ones, so I assumed they were from movies.
Guys, this is not good. Okay, that was from A Chorus Line.
What were the other ones from?
The suck on those tits when you were a baby was super bad.
Yeah,
the
okay.
Secret Searchlights was Scent of a Woman.
Yeah, that's the Pacino movie.
And the buttermilk was True Lies.
Oh, yeah. What are the odds that I would know the female anatomy quotes from True Lies?
That's crazy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tia Carrere. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Star.
That was maybe a bad pick.
How are you to know I've seen that movie like a dozen times?
I don't even know what it's about.
Oh, it's great. Arnold Schwarzenegger is like a secret agent, but he's living a double life. He lives like he's just a normal guy who goes to the office. You know, so he has these action adventures. And then he comes home and his wife was like, how's your day, honey? And he's like, pretty good.
So even she doesn't know?
Nobody knows. Yeah, his family doesn't know. But then at some point, he decides to spice up their marriage by sort of like setting up this whole tableau where he has his secret agent friends tell her she has to do some kind of secret agent mission.
Whoa.
And it results in her like doing a strip dance and all this shit. And like,
for him or for someone else?
For him.
Okay.
But he's like in the shadows in this chair. She doesn't know it's him.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah, it was really weird because you're like, you just set up a thing where you're like cheating on your husband, and but it's your husband, and he's like fine with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, also Tom Arnold is in it for no reason.
Oh, well, then I should have watched it.
I'm probably the only one who's seen this movie this many, because I haven't seen this movie in 15 years.
But you recognize a direct quote.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm 90% sure that was a Tom Arnold quote.
I think, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. Math's hard, but yeah, you're going to win already. But we have two more anyway.
It's okay.
This one's about heifers. A, I feel like such a heifer. I had two bowls of Special K, 3 pieces of turkey bacon, a handful of popcorn, 5 peanut butter M&Ms, and like 3 pieces of licorice.
Okay.
B, let's move it, heifer. C, come on, Sabrina, you heifer, work it out. D, turn around and ask me for heifer with cheese, yo.
I had no idea the word heifer was so omnipresent. I'm going to go with the last one, the cheese one.
That's from Half Baked.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was the right one?
Come on, Sabrina, you have to work it out. It's from Legally Blonde.
Ooh.
And B, I only included because it's Let's Move It, Heifer. It's from Mulan. Like the
really?
Disney
movie. Who says that? To who?
The like Mushu guy, like the little familiar, you know.
The dragon-y guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Says it to Mulan?
Yeah.
He's like, hey, fatso.
Hey, you move
wait a minute,
isn't
why?
That crazy? I don't know.
Is he like training her? What is going on?
I think it was early on in the training session, yeah.
But he calls her a heifer?
I know. I couldn't believe it. I had to include it because Disney, that was our role model. That's why women are so fucked up.
Yeah, also, I remember Mulan being fairly slim, not to get too specific on this, but like, it's like, hey, fatso. If you want to be in the this is why you'll never really be a Disney princess.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you're like a warrior fighter. It's because you're on the chunky
little
side.
Little chunky, little yeah. bit brown. Well, and not white.
You couldn't wear those ruby glass slippers, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. She wasn't white, too. Yeah, I forgot
that
about that.
All right.
Yeah, Mulan was not set up for success.
No.
Although Pocahontas did fine.
Well, that's because her boobs were sticking out like far beyond her nose.
She was like the first one I remember where they drew like a cleavage line.
Yeah.
They're like, what?
Right there.
That one little line changed a young boy's life. One artist's one millionth of a pencil.
Perverted animator.
Really changed it all. Yeah. An awakening in that theater.
All right, our last question is on the topic of fuck you.
Okay.
Okay. A, fuck you, God, in the ass, mouth, and cunt.
Hmm.
B, fuck you, God, you ain't got the fucking balls to take my ass. C, you'd fuck him with your numb vagina. Yes, you would. Ocean's 13 inches. That's what you'd find out. D, I fuck you in the ass. I fuck you in the ass. I fuck you. I fuck you. I fuck.
I think that one's Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
So I'm throwing that
I should have known better than to include Big Lebowski.
But... I enjoyed A, so I'm going to say that I hope A is the musical.
A is the Book of Mormon.
Damn!
Yeah. Which is what you would have gone
through. Wow, see, you've kind of like proved a point and not.
I know.
That really worked out
that
well.
That sort of worked. Yeah, there's a whole song called Fuck You God.
Hmm.
And that's the ending chorus. Fuck you God in the ass mouth and concha. Fuck you God in the ass mouth and concha.
I mean, there's potential here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not the man I was in 2010.
Clearly.
I mean, in a lot of ways I am, but...
Will you edit a little more?
I do more editing. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I pare things down. Well, you know what? I appreciate the exercise.
Yeah.
I think that the disadvantage you had is that I've seen so many of... It seems like the movies from the era were the ones that I've seen a lot of.
Well, and I'm bringing my own bias, like, well, I've never heard of that, so clearly Pete won't know it.
Yeah.
Clearly you do.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but how are you to know?
Mm.
How are you to know that True Lies is my wheelhouse? I was this close to making a True Lies joke first instead of a Demolition Man joke.
Oh, that wouldn't include me in, so.
No, it's okay. I mean, you might as well have included lines from Wild Hogs, the other movie no one but me has seen 8 times.
Wait, I think, is that the trucker fighting one?
Trucker fighting?
Like fighting in a bar on the interstate or something.
They do fight other bikers, I think.
Roadhouse.
Oh, that's Roadhouse.
That's what I was thinking of. Sorry.
No, Wild Hogs is like the Tim Allen, John Travolta, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy midlife crisis motorcycle movie.
Have you been preparing that soundbite? I mean, that just rolled off your tongue. It's like your elevator speech for
I've seen
Wild
the special
Hogs.
Features. I've watched the trailers.
Okay.
Travolta, Lawrence, home improvement guy. I mean, my elevator speech for Wild Hogs would be like, don't watch it. But if you're in a hotel and it's on and you're not going anywhere, you might as well stay on it until a commercial.
Or until you doze off.
Yes.
To the soothing sounds.
Yeah, there's not going to be anything on there that compels you to watch it into the night. That's for sure.
That's a ringing endorsement.
If you want something you can turn off at the drop of a hat, Wild Hogs is your film.
Okay. I'll add that to my cue.
Yeah, be sure to.
Well, I thought next we could convert a new fan.
Great.
So first I have to say this was the hardest one for me because have brought everyone on board that I can bring on board.
Oh, okay.
I've attempted to, like, the two audience members in the room. I believe I converted both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I give out a list of episodes to people where they should start with. So I was like, oh, pretty who awesome. Can I convert that I haven't converted?
Right.
And then I thought, my husband.
Oh, God.
So it kind of reminds me of, I don't know your current situation, but every girlfriend that you've had on the mm-hmm. show before has not been a listener, which I think is
that remains.
So strange.
Isn't it weird?
I would think you'd want to know everything. Like, you know, at first when you're first dating, it would be like, oh, I don't want to be a creepy stalker.
Right.
But as things go on, you'd think, well, gosh, what's he spending all his time doing? Like, we can't go out tonight because he's podcasting.
Right.
What's he talking about? Is he talking about me? So it's strange.
Yeah. It's weird. Well, I was thinking the other day about this because it's like, it would be sort of like if you could read your girlfriend's diary,
yeah.
except not invasive because it's just out on the internet.
Yeah.
It'd be like if she wrote a blog and she's like, this is my diary blog. I mean, there's a bunch of, like, you know, horrible jokes and racism and shit, but you could just read this at, like, that would probably be the first thing I did, like, every morning.
Yeah.
I was laying in bed doing the, like, stage between bed and shower, which is iPhone.
Obviously.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. Well, and you'd think, I don't know if it comes up in conversation with you or not, but it seems like you'd mention, like, oh, yeah, and I just talked about that on my podcast. And they'd be like, that mm-hmm. sounds interesting. Maybe I'll look it up.
You would think. Yeah. I don't know. I have started to speculate. Like, maybe the occasional evenings, you know, the, I don't know, thrice weekly evenings, maybe that's enough. Maybe it's like, okay, I don't need to spend my other time, like, listening to the things he says. Like, I talk a lot on a date. This is one of my weaknesses.
Like, I could listen to a podcast, but I'm going to have to skip a date.
I think so. Yeah.
I see.
Although maybe this is a good idea. I should just text a podcast if I'm going to be, like, not around.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, you know what, I'm going to be 40 minutes late, but just fire this up and then I'll be there and it'll be like I was there the whole time.
And you'll understand a little bit more about my childhood. It'll be great.
That's the thing is I'm like, you know, I know there's a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
But in a couple hundred hours, you could know everything that's happened to me pretty much from birth until now.
I just don't understand. And then I thought maybe they listen and don't own up to it. But
yeah.
I think that'd be too hard to continue to maintain, to pull off.
Yeah, and also I don't know why, because I usually give them a hard time.
Yeah. Well, so it's like that with my husband a little bit, because mm-hmm. I have had him listen to it before. He listened to the episode I was on before,
mm-hmm.
and maybe one or two that I recommended at the time, mm-hmm. and then nothing. But I talk about it. Like, mm-hmm. I listen to it. I just finally made it through all your archives.
Wow.
Took me like a year and a half.
I mean,
but I made it through.
That's a long, yeah. Well, congratulations
for
your perseverance.
I'm
sure it was difficult for you.
Trophy.
Yeah.
But so stuff would come up. It would be just like when you're hanging out with friends, but I'd say, oh, you know, this funny story came up. What do you think of this? And talk about it. So it's strange to me he's not tried to really listen on his own. I've dedicated a lot of hours to this and he's not picked it up. So I thought this would be a good opportunity to try and resell him.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
So
I'm ready.
Can I just call?
Yeah, you're plugged in. I think we should be able to hear him just fine.
And I will explain to you, I'm going to lead off with everything's okay, because we don't usually call each other, so it's kind of scary when we do. So
I don't want him to think like, okay, well, I'm dead.
He's clearly in the hospital.
My head came off.
Yeah.
So that's the end, as we've discussed. Should I just be quiet?
You should be like, hi, she's in the hospital.
Why do you have your husband's last name in your phone?
John's a very common name.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't know why. That's a good question. I must have typed it out at some point.
Hi, this is John.
Maybe when we were still dating.
I'm not available to answer my phone right now, but I will call you back. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I
can't believe you're screening my calls again, you fucker. Hi, sweetie. I'm calling from Peter's podcast because I'm trying to convert you as a new fan because for reasons that I don't understand, you haven't really picked up on this show, even though I've spent hours of my life listening. So I prepared a list here for episodes that you might want to start with. So grab a pencil. Do you have a pencil? Do you have paper? Do you have paper? It's on the kitchen counter. Yeah, by the peaches. Okay. So I think you should listen to Interview with His Mom, which is Podathon Part 1. That's one I quite enjoy. Also, he reads his own writing in the heartfeltest portion, Potathon Part 3. He does some reading of unsent love letters, which I also think is good, which is episode 172. There's always my favorite, perennial favorite, the Ass Couch, number 125. Bros Before Snows is very good, particularly for the rapping portion about halfway through. That is number 97. Fudgy the Caramel Whale. I didn't write down the episode number for this. I think it's like number 3 or something. Yeah, it's very early.
Two or three.
And that will also give you a little more perspective on One Ship More if you listen to that podcast. Pete versus Andy Rooney, number 191. Mm-hmm. Real Dolls, thinking about your Christmas present here, so maybe you could weigh in, number 123. You could also listen to my own episode that I'm on again if you want to re-listen to that, number 142. Or this episode that I'm recording right now will be number 196. If you don't listen to this, we're going to have words. Okay, I love you. Bye.
Wow.
Oh, Peter's here.
Hey. Hi, John.
All right, bye-bye.
That was excellent.
Thank you.
I thought he would answer. And researched? No, that's okay.
I'm a little disappointed. What is he doing? What is he doing, home alone, not answering my calls?
Where is he? Maybe you should drive over there right
now. I gotta
go. Okay. Well, thanks for coming. I understand you have to go have a marital thing. A dispute.
All right. The last thing I have is my topic.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to interview you.
Okay.
Because we've heard you answer thousands of questions on here. I would guess in the thousands.
Yeah.
But not so many on the personal nature. Oh, he's getting nervous. He's rubbing his hands suddenly.
I'm like Mr. Burnsing it over here.
So if you want, we can lead with this, or I'll just tell you and you can think about it and we'll end with this. But okay. I have my Kindle here and I have your barehanded chapbook here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you should select a poem to read.
Oh, okay.
So if you want, you can think about that while I ask the other questions.
Okay.
Or if you already know which one, that's fine.
That sounds good.
You can scan through that. So my first question, you've talked in your past shows about what got you into listening to podcasts.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to summarize that for new listeners, or do you want to tell them to fuck themselves? Listen to the old stuff.
I mean, I guess there's different reasons, but there are a couple shows that I really liked, and also I really like talk radio, and then... The big answer is, like, I kind of wanted an excuse to sit around and talk to my friends.
Oh.
I mean, it's weird. Like, as you get older, your friends get real busy. They buy houses. They have babies.
Yeah.
They put the babies in the houses. And, you know, I don't know. I think that as much as I'm not nostalgic for a lot of the past, I sometimes am nostalgic for the part of the past where you were just kind of like screwing around with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take these career tests in high school, and part of the test was a take-home test. And you had to take it home and ask your parents questions about you that was supposed to help determine what your best career would be, you know? And all the questions were along the lines of like, what do you like to do in your free time? And what do you find me doing when there's nothing to do? And I was asking my mom these questions, and she got real frustrated and was just like, I don't know. All you ever want to do, and all you ever wanted to do when you were little, is screw around with your friends. So I think that's a big part of it. But talk radio has been a real big thing in my life overall. And so it's kind of awesome to grow up in the era of podcasting.
Yeah.
Because if I'd grown up, you know, if I was 30 years older, I'd be fucked. And there's like no talk radio anymore. I mean, there's... NPR is pretty much it. Or if, I guess I could be like a weird Republican.
They have enough of those.
Yeah, they have a lot of that. But yeah, is that kind of what you're looking for?
Well, and you kind of answered my next question, because that was what got you into it as a listener. But I wondered what you get out of it, because you've been doing it 3 more years by now. And when you first started, you didn't have internet. You didn't have all this equipment. So it's been a real like... labor of love, a real time commitment, and you do it, I mean, at least an hour a week usually.
Now, I have made like $1.60.
Right. I hope you're already planning. What are you going to do with that?
I mean, I don't. Savings.
Yeah.
Because I'm a mature adult.
Mm-hmm. And because nothing can be purchased for.
I'm going to bring it all in a sock. I'm going to have to buy. Well, shit. That's going to cut into my profits because I need to buy a big, long kind of sock and bring it to the bank.
You know, you could convert it into some quarters and maybe do some laundry.
That's true. Yeah. I do still do quarter laundry.
Yeah. It's an idea. True.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, what do you get out of it? Is it your creative release? What do you get that it's worth all this time and financial commitment?
You know, I think that I think it's fun for me, and I think that, like, the sad thing about Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff is I don't think people are having as much fun with it as they could be. Like, people, 90% of people use it so seriously, and it's so like, this is the latest tragedy, and that stuff's really important, and I don't think there's no place for that. But for me, it's like, man, can we just have some things that are fun? Like, I don't think people have enough fun, and I don't think they feel free to say crazy shit that just makes them laugh, and I think that's really sad. And I think also there's a lot of, like, why getting into it in the first place crosses over. Like, I think a lot of shows I listened to were there for me when I felt really lonely or had a tough time, and it's a way to get to know somebody. So I kind of hope that other people feel that way too. Maybe they'll feel like there's something to this where they feel like they get to know somebody.
Yeah.
And also, I heard somebody talking about this. I wish I could remember who it was. Maybe I will. But she was just saying that it's like everything you do in life is by committee. Like, everything is committee. Like, whether it's at work or in your personal life with a, you know, your significant other or family. But this is one thing that I can do whatever the fuck I want. Like, nobody tells me what to do.
Yeah. Well, I can say, as a listener, one of the things I enjoy about this one particularly is it lets me exercise a darker side, I guess. I have to be politically correct most of the time.
Sure.
And a lot of the jokes you have and the conversations you have are things that I wouldn't normally say, but they make me laugh and then feel really inappropriate for laughing and still loving that I'm laughing at it. So it gets a release to a normal day to day.
Yeah, I think that's a good, I think that's important too. I think it's important to see, like, oh, you can laugh at something that's horrible and that doesn't make you horrible.
Right.
Like, it's okay to laugh at something awful and then leave it there. It doesn't, you know, I don't think that saying something horrible makes you horrible.
Well, and it's not always the awful things either. That certainly is a lot of it, but I also enjoy, my favorites are always the shit stories. So
yeah. It's all kind of shit stories.
It all comes back around. Well, it happened, like, I think when I first discovered your podcast, I caught a stomach bug, and it was one of the worst
I've had.
And so it was quite enjoyable to listen to, I think it was your sharding the sheet story
at that time. So. Classic.
Yeah.
I used to have, that is like one of my most vivid memories, which is really terrible because it's like, it's when I shit myself in bed and ruin sheets, and I'm like, I remember, like, the physical sensation, the odors, where I was, the quality of the light. Oh, I mean, it is, like, unbelievable.
Well, and also, you're so incapacitated when you're sick like that. Do you ever think, like, God, I was alone. What if I died like that with a shit stain on the bed?
I mean, I kind of start to think that this is what's going to happen. I did feel so sick. I remember thinking, like, what if I do die? Like, how long am I going to be in here before somebody, like, finds my corpse? And I didn't really care because I don't, you know, believe in an afterlife or whatever. But I was like, it probably will be at least a month.
Oh.
I mean, my rent had just been paid. That seemed like the most likely discovery was the landlord being like, what the hell?
You owe.
Yeah, and even then, I was like, we have a good relationship. He probably wouldn't just bust in for quite... I think
give it... Give you a grace period to decompose a little more.
Yeah. Mm. So it could be a while.
There's a blogger I follow that just bought a house and they're renovating it, and they had to gut the bathroom because the previous tenant had expired and not been found.
Mm.
And... there was no way to save it.
In a weird way, that's always been like a dream of mine, though, because I'm like, I can't really imagine a future where I have, like, the means to afford, you know, like a, well, we talked about this earlier, like a nice car, let's say. Like, I sort of want someone to die in a car, because then it's real cheap and nobody else wants it because they're like, that's fucked up.
Do you remember I had to sell a car for that?
Yes.
This is the first car I bought, and I bought it used, and we were signing the paperwork, and this guy comes in, and he's like, oh, God, that was so sad. I remember the husband coming in, and I'm like, what? She didn't die in the car, but it was a really well-publicized death in my community, and yeah. This was her car. And I'm like, oh, no problem. This is not going to bother me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get in, and I start driving away, and all the radio stations are pre-programmed, and I'm like, oh, she liked NPR, too. And these are her. And, you know, then a few weeks later, I'm doing something in the trunk, and it's got one of those, like, side trunk cabinets that's kind of hidden, and I open it up, and it has an extra set of house keys or something in it. So there were all these little things.
Still
and
her car.
I couldn't get over it, so we ended up selling it later, and it didn't, part of it was that it didn't have airbags, but really it was just that it was her car.
Yeah, you know what, let me revise this. I would like to buy a car from someone who died who was shitty, who was unequivocally
bad,
and just
help.
That way you can be like,
whatever,
the world's better,
or really old.
Yeah.
Because she was around my
age.
Yeah,
if it was their time.
Yeah, yeah. This was like putting my own mortality in my face kind of thing. And
yeah, or maybe like it could be someone famous who's not dead. But let's say, like, do you remember when Kramer from Seinfeld used the N-word a lot on stage and got in trouble and then no one liked him? So I could buy his old car.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, he's not dead. Yeah. It's just everyone's pissed.
And he's a dick. And And it'd be a good story.
This is the car that the N-word built.
Yeah.
All right.
So next question.
Yeah.
You've talked a little bit on here about your financial plans and how you've moved into a studio and you're aggressively paying off your debt.
Yeah. Here we are in the fabulous.
It's a very nice studio, actually.
Studio.
It's quite good.
Thank you.
What happens when that's done?
I would like to move to Oregon.
And do what?
And, I don't know. I mean, ideally, I want to move there to go into a writing workshop that's out there. And then job-wise, I'd probably just do whatever would make that possible.
How long is the workshop?
It's every week.
Oh, so to just be continually...
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the one that you went to?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so he does like intensive ones, and then but there's a regular every Thursday. But actually, we're going to start having Skype appointments twice a month in September.
Just you and him?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So I'd still like to go out there and do that. And also, I just really like it out there. But
the writing workshop he's talking about, you can find in the Heartfeltest Portion Podathon Part 3.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Cool. Okay. How'd you get that set up? Did you ask or was it his idea?
You know, there was when I went to the intensive, there were other students who, you know, we've corresponded on Facebook. Uh-huh. And one of them reached out to Tom Spanbauer, the guy who runs it, and kind of said, like, is there any way we could do additional appointments? And so they set that up, and they've since, you know, he's got a couple other students he's since done that with. And so then this student emailed me and said, you know, Tom is interested in taking on other students, and he asked about you if you were interested in that.
Wow.
Because that would be, you know, and here's how it all works. And I was like, yeah, definitely. So...
So he remembered you by name.
I guess so,
that's pretty big. Cool. Well, I kind of ties into my next question. I was wondering what's next for your writing plan, because you have your blog posts you do. You've kind of paused on your Unsent Love Letters because you're editing those. So are you submitting that for
publication? I'm doing another run through on those.
Okay.
So then I'll have... right now, I'm like on page 200 of 490 something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a lot of people who I've talked to. So I've got maybe like 20 people who are going to then edit it for me as well. So I'm going to send it out to them. And then, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. Anyone who's interested should email me about that. But so I'm asking them to kind of go through it, mostly for the sake of there's about 500 letters total. But it's not super long. It's like less than 100,000 words.
Mm-hmm.
And so specifically to throw out the ones that just don't do anything for them and then make sure and set aside the ones that they really like. Then I'm hoping that if like 20 people do that, maybe cut like another third.
Wow.
And get the ones that are really great. And I think I'm going to set it up as sort of a contest of sorts.
Ah.
So, you know, like the first person who finishes will get some kind of something, you know, and so on. So I don't know. I'm hoping it'll be kind of a fun process for people and that they'll enjoy it.
And then what are you doing with the final product?
Then I think I'm going to try to publish it. I don't know exactly what route I'm going to take with that yet. If I'm going to try and publish it traditionally or just self-publish it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't really decided yet. But so that's kind of where that's at. I'm hoping to have those done the end of the month. And then, so I'll be working on new pieces with Tom. And the pieces I've been working on are about family, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of these weird stories about our dad, and then my brothers and sister, stuff like that. So I've been working on a lot of those kind of things.
Are you going to be sharing those?
I think so. Like, once I get them, I don't know. I hesitate to share work until I have it more finished now.
And how does that work with your siblings when you share something either about them or about your father? Do you get their permission or?
I'll probably just do it.
Yeah.
I mean, the things I have to say about my siblings are pretty loving and nice. As far as our dad goes, they're not, but I don't think there's any love lost there.
Right.
I think my siblings are on the same page with that. Could be a little weird because, you know, things were weird with my younger siblings and their mom.
Mm-hmm.
So things were kind of tough there. So I don't know how they'll feel about that, but I, you know, all I can really do is tell the true story as I experienced it. And, you know, it's not set to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that if you tell the truth and you're not telling people how to feel about it, that's all you can do.
Right. Okay. Well, the next question doesn't have to do with writing, so would this be a good time to stop and read the poem
before
we leave the topic? Okay.
I guess so. I'm going to pick this one, Shuttles, because it's about space, and I enjoy space.
Okie dokie.
And this was inspired by a true event, like especially the third part was kind of something that really happened.
Okay.
One, the first spacewalk went bad twice. Alexei found himself trapped outside the shuttle, his suit too inflated to squeeze back in. He thought of his famous verse, marked by his body alone in all that dark. He deflated his suit a little, emptying himself of what kept him alive, the way we do to survive sometimes. The astronauts landed a couple thousand miles off course. Maybe not so bad, considering. Wolves surrounded the capsule while the men slept inside. Death, eyes in the night. Over and over. Two. A close-up picture of the Challenger's explosion, trailing clouds. Like fingers snatching at the pieces of the sky. The smoke and fire too slow to hold on. Three. At the Atlantis launch, the shaking of the news cameras on takeoff feels right. The rocket shreds through the sky and slips into space. The Earth's curve set against a tasteful black. The news cuts back to the anchors, sitting together at the desk. They say a few things. The woman's mouth clamped against crying. The man all facts and statistics at the camera. He's not enough of this planet to reach across the desk to her. And that's the end.
And that's available on Amazon for a mere 99 cents.
It is. It is 99 cents.
You can't not buy it.
Yeah. It's the must-buy book of 2013.
Well, and I...
everything's 2013.
I don't like poetry at all, and I really enjoyed this.
Thank you.
I had to kind of dole it out because I was reading through it too fast, so I had to stop and kind of take it slower.
Thanks.
So I really liked it. So that's my self-worth, guys. That just reminded me, I think it was one of your older podcasts. I get them confused because I started on the recent ones, and then I went to the archive, and then I still heard the recent ones. But one of them, one of your goals was to see a shuttle launch in person.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
No.
Okay.
No, but that's
sorry
where
to bring
it came
up a wasted
from.
Dream.
No, it was really weird. I went to, you know, I go like to the gymnasium after work a lot, and then I was there. I think it was like a Friday or something, and nobody was there, and they had all the TVs were on the same channel, which is weird, and it was showing a shuttle launch.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't really think anything of because it's like, I don't know why, it's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
But then when I watched it, it was so amazing. And then that, you know, this woman, the news anchor, it was these two anchors and they're just talking. And this woman was like crying. And I was just like, that is so sweet to watch.
Yeah.
That she's still so amazed by that. To see that reaction.
You don't often see raw emotion like that, especially.
No. Yeah, on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird to see in that setting, and she's like the shoulder pad, Hillary Clinton haircut lady, and then she was, yeah.
She has feelings.
I know. And there's a makeup guy off stage going insane.
Yeah.
He's like, Jesus, you're fucking this up big time.
Cut to commercial.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, that one, actually, I have one more question about writing that I forgot. But why do you write?
Oh, man.
You hear a lot of people say it's because they have to. Like, something has to get out. Or is it because you want to make money or you have something to say or another reason?
I mean, I think I felt compelled more in the past, and now I like it. I mean, I genuinely like it. When it's the kind of thing that's hard to start doing, and then when you sit down and do it, all of a sudden it's been like 2 hours, you know? Mm-hmm.
So is it habit now for you?
Yeah. There's a habitual element, but I think that I think there are a lot of books that really helped me out in my young adult times, which were not great times for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I feel like you kind of owe it to yourself or to everybody else to create that experience for them too.
That's, like, go ahead.
Yeah, I like getting older. I used to do this weird thing in my head where, so like I ran a lot. I still run, but not like I used to, but I would, you know, the hardest I ever ran was like the last race I ran in high school. I mean, this is not like a high school glory day story because we did not win anything. But I was on this relay, and so it was a half mile. We each ran a half mile, and I just ran so hard that I ran really hard for 600 meters, and then the last 200, I don't remember. And like, but apparently I ran very slow because I was just completely cashed.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to think about, like, when I would go running, I'd be like, you should run harder because, you know, you can be better than that. You can do better than that. But now I almost feel like it's switched to where I think if you run now, it's like some weird cosmic way that you're sending that energy to the past. Like, you're in sort of a debt from that. You know, that was more than you should have done then, and you have to make it up now. And I kind of feel like that about books. Like, now I've taken enough from that world that I owe something to that world. And I think that I have something to contribute to that. And I don't know. I just think it's the best way I can help people.
It's interesting. There's kind of a theme because that is also what you expressed about podcasts.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, so one's the second best, but one's the best.
Okay.
One's less best than the other, but they're both the best.
So you have this idea that you owe something to the world.
I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, some people have it a lot better than me, but man, I think a lot of people have it a lot worse. And I remember being in junior high or middle school or something, and it was awful. Like, everything sucked, and I just hated everything. And then I would ask my mom how old you had to be to drop out, you know, when I was in like fifth grade.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that when I went to that Tom Svanbauer thing, he was always saying there's some old saying about, like, if you look into someone's eyes, there's a battle waging there. Everybody's got something that's just killing them always. And I feel so bad for people that's where they're at and what that struggle might be. So I don't know. I think that's the only thing I can do. I'm not like I'm not going to like go in the Peace Corps. I'm not going to be a cop. I don't want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is my thing.
A lot of fluid involved in being a doctor. A
lot of fluid.
Yeah.
A lot of fluid. I don't really like the look of a scrubs.
Although it would be nice to not have to get dressed every day. Just throw on scrub pajamas.
Yeah. See, I've been working pretty hard on the glutes, so I feel like it's a throw it all away.
Somebody needs to
see them. Yeah. I didn't do all this work just to put on baggy pants all day.
Well, that's a really good career motivator, so.
Which one wears the tightest pants?
I'd go cowboy for that.
Cowboy's good, yeah.
Instead of rider, go cowboy.
You could smoke. There's horses around. It's I like the hat.
Yeah.
Denim? Maybe I should have been a cowboy.
There's still time.
Yeah, that's true.
Aside from talking about the show and sharing the show and reviewing it on iTunes, what do you want from your fans? What do you expect from them?
Oh. Wow, that's a tough question. I don't know if I really want anything from them in particular. I mean, I think that, you know, it's nice to hear when they really enjoyed something or really laughed at something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really have, I don't have like merchandise or stuff like that. I mean, I don't have, you know, I think that the biggest thing I would say is if you're a fan of this show, you know, try some other shows too, because there's a bunch of great shows. I mean, there's so many good shows.
It's a weird marketing strategy.
Yeah, I know.
You
listen
like
to
this,
other shows.
Go elsewhere.
You may strongly prefer many other shows if you,
can
you
drop
enjoy
this one entirely.
I, you know, there's just so much out there that I think that it's a shame to limit yourself to.
You know, I find it really hard to discover new podcasts.
Yeah.
Unless I hear about it from someone directly, because just going through iTunes or doing a search, you're like, oh, what topic do I want to learn about? You know, that's not what you want to listen to. So it's only really the ones that get recommended to me that I even hear about.
It is hard. It is. It's hard too, because I think it's hard in, you know, if you listen to one episode of a show, it's hard to know what the tone of the show is.
Yeah. It's hard too, because you don't get the back jokes, but you don't want to start at episode one when they're brand new and they don't really have their vibe yet.
Yeah. It seems like it takes most shows like, I don't know, 50 episodes to get good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you don't want to start at the beginning, but then you don't know what the hell they're talking. They say these things and you're like, I think that's a joke.
Yeah.
But I don't get the joke. There's no joke for there. But yeah, I guess listen to shows and also maybe, I don't know. Just if something makes you laugh, just enjoy that. And maybe I sometimes think that people who listen to the show consider some parts of it sort of a guilty pleasure as far as like they feel like they're bad people or something. But I feel like it's okay. And it doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah.
Maybe the thing I would ask of listeners, if I had to ask of them to do something, was like, next time you go to post something very serious somewhere online, consider posting something funny instead.
All right.
Or make a joke about it. Yeah.
Okay.
Pay it forward with just nonsense.
With 140 characters.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Okay.
Why would someone who shares so much about his adult braces journey and humiliation neglect to mention to his listeners that he got them off?
Oh, well, that's actually because what happened is I got them off, and I think the next day, frequentish guest Alec was here. So I just figured, and he hadn't said anything when we started recording, mm-hmm. So I figured he might just notice. So I guess I was just sort of waiting for that to happen, and then
and
it
he let
didn't.
You down.
Yeah.
Well, if people listened to the last episode, they might have caught on from your teeth whitening.
Yeah, that's true.
Comments, but I just thought it was strange. It was a big theme for a while, and then you get them off, and there's nothing. Don't your teeth feel slimy at first? And
that's what everyone said, but no, My teeth I think are just so ruined that they just they always feel terrible. I mean, it was. I guess I probably. It's hard to know what to say about it because it's like exciting. You know, I'm not very good at talking about my own successes, probably.
I know, hence my next question.
I'm not much of a self-promoter. Nicanor yells at me a lot because he's like, you don't fucking promote this to anybody. Why do I have to tell everybody? I'm making him sound horrible. Like he's my 1950s snarky wife or something like that. Yeah, well, he's such a dick. He's always telling people about things and saying nice things.
What an asshole.
I know.
He believes in you.
I know.
Fucker.
Fool.
Hi, Nicanor.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I just wanted to mention, you probably don't want to say what it is, but I know you won't share it on this podcast, that mm-hmm. you just got a huge professional award in your field.
Yeah.
So well done there.
Yay.
Yay. All right, I have a final question.
Okay.
After this episode, have I sold you on musicals?
You know, I think the game was not going well for you. However, the last question really went as well as it could go.
Fuck you got in the ass, mouth, and canta.
And I will say that, you know, I don't know if you've seen the South Park movie, which is a musical.
Same guys, though, that did Book of Mormon.
Yeah, it's the same guys. And they had a little song in that called Shut Your Fucking Face, Uncle Fucker. And I saw it in the theater, and I remember I was laughing so hard that I was hoping it would stop because I couldn't breathe. And I just needed the song to stop. And it was a very distinct memory of laughing that hard.
Mm.
So that musical, if there's ever been a musical that I would see, it would definitely be that one.
Okay.
I mean, that's as if I could see going to that. I mean, if it didn't work for me, that would probably be the I hate to put that much pressure.
No, if it didn't work for you, I'd agree. If you don't laugh at Book of Mormon, you have no soul.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to like musicals.
But I do have faith in their, both their comedy and their musical ability. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how musically sound Shut Your Fucking Face, Uncle Fucker is, but it worked for me. I'll
you know,
you that.
If the lyrics are good enough, it doesn't always matter.
I mean, I remember many of the words.
Yeah.
My brother had the soundtrack in his car, and I would be like, play the Uncle Fucker song. I don't want to hear any of these other songs.
You'd want to put it on repeat, wouldn't you?
I would. I would repeat that song.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have.
All right.
All
well,
the content
you.
I have.
That was a big topic. That's all. That's it.
That's all
Snowball
I brought.
Snowball 2013. Shit. That's all. Wow.
That's all I did.
Aaron, that was barely anything. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, assholes, the bar is high. You heard it first. And now you know where it's at.
I'd like to point out to Ian that I got here first. Boom. I don't know where your submission is. This was your idea.
Yeah.
I'm in the lead.
Yeah. Fucker. How do you like them apples?
Yeah, number two. That's what he is. Number two, which is also shit.
A distant number two. I mean, he's basically a 0/2. Because he's not entered at all.
Right.
I mean, he's told me about plans, but you
plans
know what they say.
Plans mean nothing.
Exactly. If musicals have taught me anything... Plans mean nothing in the spring.
And on that note.
That's from Les Misérables. If you want to punch up that song, I think that would be
that
some good
like
music to go out on
to,
for sure.
You bet.
Well, thanks everybody for listening today. Aaron, especially thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Probably one of the more touching fan tributes, your entry into this contest. And hopefully we'll see you again soon.
Yeah, let's
Won't
not wait
quite
a year
so
next
long.
Time.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
One All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Another pod, another shit story. Pete's never-ending road to infamy. Sometimes I think he has no pride. His listeners must be satisfied. One shit more.
I didn't know until today that you could wipe your ass with a stick. Really, Ian?
One shit mold.